This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Haiti's interim government has asked the U.S. to deploy troops to protect key infrastructure as it tries to stabilize the country and prepare the way for elections in the aftermath of the assassination of the president, Jovenel Moïse. The interim prime minister, Claude Joseph, told the Associated Press that we definitely need assistance, and we've asked our international partners for help. He spoke just hours after the head of Colombia's police said the Colombians implicated in the assassination were recruited by four companies and traveled to the Caribbean nation and two groups via the Dominican Republic. U.S. President Joe Biden says that he has again made clear to Russian President Vladimir Putin that Moscow must crack down on cyber criminals acting in Russia. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
When they met last month in Geneva, the president told Putin he must act. But cyber attacks continue. And during an hour-long call, the president says he gave Putin a reminder.
When the command to our operation is coming from his soil, even though it's not sponsored by the state, expect them to act if you give them enough information to act on who that is.
The president tells reporters the talk went well and he's optimistic. But when asked if there will be consequences for cyber attacks,
yes.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The death toll in Florida and the condominium collapse has risen to 79 after 14 additional victims were pulled out of the rubble. The Miami-Dade mayor has announced the new number at a Friday news conference. This is VOA News. The Biden administration has added more Chinese companies to a trade blacklist over their alleged role in China's abuses of its Uyghur people and the Muslim ethnic minorities. The Commerce Department announced the measures on Friday. It said electronics and technology firms and other businesses had enabled repression, mass detention, and high technology surveillance against Muslim minority groups. Penalties prohibit Americans from selling equipment or other goods to the firms. The moves are the latest by the United States stepping up the financial and trade penalties over China's treatment of its Uyghur people. Chinese government since 2017 has detained a million or more people in northwest Xinjiang province. The Biden administration will stop detaining migrants facing deportation if they are pregnant or recently gave birth in a reversal of a Trump-era policy. The new policy announced Friday is similar to one that was in force under U.S. President Barack Obama. The new directive does not bar Immigration and Customs Enforcement from initiating proceedings to deport migrants without legal status, but it would not longer jail them and if they are pregnant, nursing, or have given birth within the past year while they contest their removal. Former President Donald Trump's administration eliminated a policy barring the detention of pregnant migrants as part of its broader effort to increase immigration enforcement. South Korea has now set a new daily coronavirus case for a third straight day as officials prepare to enforce the strongest social distancing restrictions in the greater capital area, where transmission surged following months of complacency. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Saturday that more than 1,000 of the 1,378 new cases were from capital, Seoul, and a near province in a region where officials from Monday will clamp down on private social gatherings of three or more people from 6 p.m. Nightclubs and churches will close as well. Visitors will be banned in nursing homes and hospitals, and weddings and funerals will be limited to family-only gatherings. Recapping one of our top stories, Haiti's interim government has now asked the United States to deploy troops there to help protect key infrastructure as Haiti tries to stabilize the country and prepare for elections. This is in the aftermath of the assassination of the president, Jovenel Moïse. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.